From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A team from the University of Georgia won the college division of the first Advocacy in Action competition at Sunbelt Ag Expo, and Cottondale High School from Florida's Panhandle won the high school division. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, a total of 28 teams entered the competition. UGA and Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College were the collegiate finalists. Cottondale was in the high school finals with Colquitt County High School and Tift County 4-H. The current supply chain crisis could cause irreparable harm to agriculture. That's according to Leprino Foods President Mike Durkin, who told the House Ag Committee this export crisis could irreparably harm American agriculture as customers around the world question the U.S. dairy industry's reliability as a supplier. The U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation voiced strong support for Durkin's call for U.S. government action to more effectively tackle the shipping crisis and its effects on dairy farmers and manufacturers. With younger consumers driving growth, the organic produce sector will likely experience 5-10% growth in sales dollars in 2022. That's according to Mike Motti, managing partner of Canada-based Executlytics Consulting, who tells thepacker.com that growth will largely be driven by those under 25 increasing their purchasing power. Steve Lutz of Category Partners says increased product availability and the narrowing price gap between organic and conventional is also driving the market. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.